This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true. And it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, maligned Mark has lackluster Eagles, loses Wade, and nopes out of Shammer 40K. Whiny Wade can't get his dive on, has accounting antics, and collects pee-pee for water sports. Boating Bob the power-washing pervert finally admits he's a well-loved entity and tantalizes with Tank Girl Shaft. From ocular agitation to wake nookie, yes, it's time for It's Okay, We're Engineers. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hi, welcome to Distractable. How you doing, everybody? I'm your host, Markiplier, joined by the ineffable Wade and the Pontificus Bob.
Can I say I'm very effable?
No, you don't want to be effable.
Yeah, you don't want to be. You can be effable if you want, I guess.
You want to be ineffable. That's a good quality to be.
I thought you wanted to be F.
I think you get to be effed by one person, but you don't want to be effable.
Ineffable means, like, you can't be described. You, you have qualities that are mysterious and captivating and stuff like that.
Dick is out of this world.
Say if you go in and out of focus constantly while we're recording an episode.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes one ineffable.
Oh, got it. Okay. Ineffable. I'll take it.
Yeah, I do think it is just this particular one, but one of things that shall not be named, that I shall never name. I shouldn't rub my eye like that. Word to the wise, for all you distractible listeners and watchers, don't rub your eyeballs.
What you want to do is take a nail file, so it's not your finger, right? And then just like...
Oh!
Your eye regenerates super fast. It's good for it. It's like shaving down a callus. You don't want to get too thick.
Or if you think you have a hair in your eye, take the vacuum cleaner.
That's awful. I hate that. I have a slightly tangent story of that. Chica had a hair in her eye, and I didn't know what to do about it, because she was fine. She was staring at me, and I saw a big hair across her eye, and she's looking at me, smiling, wagging her tail, like, yay, 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 you know how she does. And I'm just looking at this gigantic, like, hair in her eye, and I'm like, what do I do? I can't do anything. Like, I can't reach in there, and I try to rub, like, she loves having her, like, face rubbed and eyes rubbed. And I'm like, ha, ha, it moves up towards the center of her eye, and I'm like, oh, God!
She's looking at you through the hair, like, Father!
Father, this is the most you've pet me in so long, I love it.
If you move your hand close to a dog's face, you know how they'll flinch, you know? And so I just do that a bunch. So she blinks that eye and it's like, ding, 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 ding. And it's like, I see now there's two hairs in her eye. I'm like, ah! But she was fine. And then she went away, rubbed her face on the floor and it was gone. So I'm like, no, oh, okay. All right.
She knows what to do about that. You don't have to help her at all. She's fine.
Yeah. It turns out I just make things worse. But yeah, that was probably the most discomfort that Chica's ever had in a day. Was that moment there. She's a very, very happy dog.
What about the day she lost her legs?
Oh, well, she got them back, so, you know, she had hope. Hope, you know, really fueled her.
What about the day she ate your brick house?
That was a good day for her, bad day for me. Okay, so, Bob and Wade, how are your lives?
Wait, I had something for this. No, it's gone.
Mine's hell, Mark. Mine's hell. You know why it's hell? I can't play Hell Divers. I spent 4.5 hours trying to get it to work. 20 PC crashes later, and then I find out it's because, well, apparently a patch went through a little while ago, and it's the anti-cheat or something, and apparently the game is built on some ancient engine that hasn't been used since the 1700s. But maybe it'll be patched, and by the time this airs, I'll be able to play, but as of right now, still hellless.
Listen, they have tens of thousands of people angrily trying to get onto their servers. I'm sure they're going to get right on fixing your one specific processor that happens to just not work for unexplained reasons.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Bob, you lay off them. Okay.
He can't even play Helldivers.
Yeah, he can't play Helldivers. You think...
How can you be so mean to such a man?
Think how much suffering he's going through missing out on the greatest gaming experience of the decade. Maybe even the century. Probably the millennia, considering we're so early.
I once heard your mom tell a doctor that you were very famous and very important. Maybe you could talk to Mr. Hell and get me in.
Mr. Hell's his father. He goes by Divey.
Talk to your dad.
Talk to Divey.
I have to get my mom to talk to Divey, you know.
Yes, please. Whatever it takes. I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
I can't guarantee that she won't go off on some tangent and start talking about how famous I am again.
I'll take the risk.
Something would definitely happen if your mom talked to them. I just feel like it's a really low chance that anything's going to happen for Wade. But I feel like she could make things happen. Your mom is that kind of person. She does not give up. She is strong-willed. I feel like she would make it happen. I don't know what it is, but she would make it happen.
Anyway, I give you a point for niceness, and Wade, I give you 2 pity points.
Do those have the same value as regular points?
Even if they don't, their acronym is PP, and I'm okay with that.
So, lives. No Helldivers for Wade. That's really, really sad. Bob, was that your small talk you brought up, how sad Wade's life was?
Oh, wait, no, I'm famous. That's my small talk. Wade interrupted my small talk with his.
You said you didn't remember.
This is not what I was going to say, but I'm famous. I ordered some stuff from, they're not a sponsorship or anything, I just buy stuff from these guys. I ordered some stuff from D-Brand, a company that makes like cases for devices and skins and all kinds. I made an order, and apparently someone on their like creator management team saw my info and was like, "Is that Bob from Distractable?" and sent me an email and was like, "Hey bro, thanks for buying stuff. We didn't even what?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've been dying D-Brand for years. You just noticed, huh?
Hey, I know that phone number and address.
I sit outside that house all the time."
You're like, "Oh, you're just now noticing me." Meanwhile, my DMs and my emails are empty.
Yeah, no, anyway, it was nice. So thanks, D-Brand. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to the stuff that I ordered. They didn't give me anything. I think he might have offered in the email, be like, "Hey, we'll give you some stuff." And I'm like, "I just bought the stuff I wanted, but maybe you may ship it faster. Huh? Expedited? Huh?" Anyway. That's like the first time, I'm sure you get that all the time, Mark. People are like, "Oh, it's Markiplier." But that's one of the first times ever someone has like just seen my name and been like, "Oh, we should send this guy a nice email. He seems cool."
Well, that's very lovely. That's very lovely. If the ads I see are true, Mark honestly promotes every company out there. I've seen him endorse everything.
I love this. Yeah, no, dude, Mark, you are just shilling out there, man. There's a lot of ads.
Let me tell you, there have been many cease and desist sent out. Many. But they keep using them, and I keep going to my lawyers. It's like, if we actually just sue them, and they go like, "Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's some, oh, man, I don't know about that." And I'm like, "Wait a minute.
Isn't that your job? Isn't that what lawyers, are you not that kind of lawyer? Are you just a letter lawyer?"
They sit on a throne made of Mark's money, and Mark goes to them like, "Guys, we could just sue them." And they're like, pull out their cigars from the pile of money they sit on like, "That's too much work, Mark. Listen, you pay us to do our jobs. We do it. We sit here and we tell you we got you."
Yeah, let's make today the episode of disparaging the lawyers. Yeah. I think that's probably a good idea.
I know some lawyers who deserve that. I don't think yours do, but some of them do. Lawyers,
get them.
You don't listen to this, but that's fine.
Here's the reality of it is like, unless it's disparaging, like unless they're using my image in a way that is like very negative, obviously negative towards me and harmful towards my
likeness, brand, whatever.
Yeah, my person. It's much harder to like have a very clear and cut case and take that to court and stuff.
I haven't seen this, but what if they're promoting like alcohol, nicotine, tobacco, stuff that it's like your audience is not necessarily old enough to buy or legally consume? Because a lot of the audience is under those age limits, at least in America.
Well, the cease and desists do work. Like most of the time, it works. And, you know, the people that originally do it, you know, there's been a lot of companies that don't do it anymore because it's still not cool. But then you got the companies that are not from America promoting all kinds of nonsense. You can't even get the letter to the right person. So it becomes a little more convoluted. People might be saying like, "Well, no, what? Hey, wait, Mark, you're just going to encourage people to do it more." And I'm like, no, if they do it more, that's easier to sue. So honestly, like, yeah, if they take it a step further, I'm not too worried about it.
Either stop or be way more brazen about it. You're sitting in an annoying zone right now.
He's gone from telling people not to do it More of you need to do this. Mark loves this.
Yeah, you're sitting in that legal gray zone where the effort isn't worth the reward. Please push it a little farther, because then lawyers get really excited.
So now we're going to get the video of someone talking about people using Mark for advertisements, and we're going to have Mark on top of that video saying he loves this, he endorses this.
You should just make another set, a green screen set, where you're standing on the other side of the screen, and you're like, he is a liar. I hate this. Just start overlaying that.
That's actually really funny. I'm going to give you a point for creativity on that one. Okay, Wade, how's your life?
Well, I still can't play Helldivers, but otherwise pretty good. I've been enjoying Pal World. I've been enjoying Enshrouded. I've been loving Lethal Company. It's tax season. Love that. I'm in the process of switching accountants because I'm an idiot, and I love to do that right before taxes are due.
This is a terrible time to do that. Why would you do that?
It's like you got like a month.
It's a complicated answer, but it's necessary.
But was your accountant stealing from you?
No. Basically, they're going through a merger, and a bunch of people are leaving, and it's just kind of been a mess. And I just feel like it's not in a good spot right now because I've been asked, like, we did. So I don't want to get into it too much. People probably don't care, but I did like a tax plan. Where they go through and they're like, okay, in order to lower your owed tax amount, if you do these things, you know, we can put that on the form, you know, charitable donation, stuff like that. And they give you like a number that they think is good to do. We did one. And 2 months later, I got a call. They're like, hey, do you want to do a tax plan for this year? And I was like,
uh-oh,
this is going to sound crazy, but didn't we do that like a month and a half ago? And they were like, yeah, it looks like it. Do you want to do another one? Hold on. Would it change anything to do too?
Does the benefit keep coming around if we just keep doing them? Because yeah, more, I guess.
Yeah, like how much more can we mitigate? They're like, that probably wouldn't change anything. And I was like, then why would I do it?
Billable hours. Come on. Help me bill some hours. Come on.
And then like, obviously this person was like kind of embarrassed on the phone about it. And they were like, oh, I don't know. I don't think you need to. And I was like, cool. Anything else? Nope. Have a good day. And that was kind of the first indication in my brain that like, man, this feels like maybe I need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, probably.
I would have had more respect for them if they had just started doing the bit, but in reversed it where they're like, oh, you're breaking up. Oh, you're driving through a tunnel. Click. Wade sitting in his basement like, oh. I guess the house is going through a tunnel, damn.
Kind of tunnel-y, I guess. I can't really see what's going on outside.
Oh, man, that just reminded me of Tunnel Girl. Have you been following this escapade?
Oh, the saga of Tunnel Girl on TikTok, yes. Let me guess, Wade, you don't know.
Of course I don't know.
Well, it's okay. We can fill you in on this. Bob, do you want to take it?
This is a very interesting story. Yes, so this lady has a TikTok, and she started... This is not the only thing she's posted. She's also done some other kind of unhinged stuff. But she started this series where she owns a house, and she was like, I am an engineer. I am going to start mining under my house. And originally, she was like, I'm going to make like a survival shelter, like a tornado shelter, bomb shelter. I'm going to dig out the side of my basement and mine and make a new room underground, right? And so she started this whole escapade of like, she was digging out, she was extracting dirt. It's in her home, in her basement. So she's doing this in the place where she lives, right? So it's kind of hard to like get stuff out, get big chunks of rock and stuff out. So she keeps escalating. She's digging, she's running into rocks, she's getting jackhammers, she's running electrical and building like wood, you know, it looks like a mine shaft, right? She's building like wood supports and stuff. She's putting timber in. She builds an elevator to get to like an industrial mining elevator on the side outside of her house to like get big loads of dirt and rocks up out of the basement into the side yard, all this stuff. And it keeps escalating to where now she's just like, she's just in it. Just keeps going. And she starts talking about, oh, I found a really great layer of like limestone. I'm going to mine it. I'm going to cut it out in big chunks so I can build a castle with it. These are going to be my castle stones. And she just, it just keeps going.
A castle?
Yeah. And she runs into problems. She runs into problems with water. She gets a big pump. She starts pumping out the water. She runs all this stuff. And throughout this whole thing, she's kind of, people are kind of like on her side. And some people are kind of like, this seems, you're digging under your house. You're maybe digging in other people's property. Like, this seems sketchy. And the whole time she's kind of just like, I'm an engineer. It's fine.
That's usually a good, yeah. That's legal defense.
Do you want to do the turn, Mark, or do you want me to keep going? Because so it just keeps escalating. It reaches a point, and Mark can take over.
All of this has been, in your mind's eye, what you imagine this lady's doing. It's true. She is digging a straight Minecraft tunnel, going down. She has a minecart bringing things up. She's really efficient about this whole process.
Oh, yeah, there's a minecart in tracks. Yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, and in the back of your mind, you might be going like, wow, this has probably required a lot of permits. Well, the funny thing about that is you're right, but also wrong. Because if you just start digging and don't tell anybody, no one's going to know about it. But here's where Kala made her first mistake.
Good thing no one knows about it.
She was posting TikToks about it. So the rest of her town, the local government got involved, and things started to get revealed. Kala is not a mechanical engineer, not a, you know,
civil engineer, geological engineering. She's a software engineer, which I'm not looking down on.
That is an engineer.
That's a type of engineer. That's not the type of engineer that has any meaningful knowledge about mining, geology, rock structures, building structures, anything like that.
I mean, that's the same thing as like having something horrible go wrong with your computer and you call a civil engineer or something to come work on it. They just don't, they're not, that's not the one you want.
Yeah, but they can figure it out. That's, it's close enough.
How dangerous can it be?
I have to annoyingly pause you for a moment. I have to take this call. I'm so sorry.
Man, wow, Bob, I guess you should have kept the story going. I guess I wasn't able to do the turn.
You lost him so hard, Mark.
I thought I was like, you know, setting that up.
Oh, wait. Hey, Mark, you know when you left the other day and when you came back, Wade and I were all like, oh, like we did a handshake deal? We didn't. We were just like, let's pretend like we did a handshake deal. So we could do that same bit to Wade, but is there anything you want? Because I'm here for some chaos.
Oh, some chaos?
I don't think it's against the Constitution to do anything. So just think, is there anything you want?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry about that. It's the thing where I have someone coming to my house and they were calling and it's like, don't show up now. Don't show up now. We're good. This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true, and it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
So, yeah, so they had inspectors coming over and looking, and they went in there. And, you know, if you were to go into someone's mine under their house and you look at it, you could probably imagine their faces. They were a little like this. Oh, my God! You know, looking around. Looking down, actually. Like, what the fuck? You know, because it's not common to dig a tunnel under your home.
It's a unique hobby.
Yeah, and this tunnel goes about, I believe it's like 10 meters down and in one direction. Then it makes a 90 degree turn, goes 10 meters down until she hit the water table, had to drain that out, which, you know, the thing about the water table is
it doesn't stop. There's just water in there forever.
Well, then why don't they call it the water floor? Table's very finite.
But the thing is, there was sensationalist reporting on both sides of the story, because at first it does seem ridiculous, right? However, people dig tunnels all the time. And in reality, when the inspectors went down there to actually look, the engineers who were, you know, they have degrees that pertain to this particular discipline. They went down there and they're like, yeah, you know, she's doing everything right. If she gets the right permits, she can keep doing this so long as it doesn't interfere with like the foundation of her neighbor's homes or her own foundation. Everything's good. And so long as she doesn't hit any kind of like wiring, which was like kind of a bigger thing. When you have to do any kind of excavation in construction, station, you have to get permits and also get diagrams and schematics of where all the wiring is or gas lines.
Yeah, they come out and they spray the ground to show you where not to dig and all that, yeah.
Exactly. Or you hit the rainbow roots, or you hit the smelly roots that cause explosions, you know? These are not good things that you want to hit. But usually under a house is not likely to get there. Once you get below a certain level, they only dig down so far to get these pipes and lines.
Yeah, because sometimes pipes break. They don't want to have to dig a mile to replace them.
So she started in her basement and then went down from there. So she was actually already past that. So she had checked a lot of boxes, either by accident or through planning. We don't really know, because some of this lady's Instagram content is relatively unhinged. She recently went to a partially decommissioned industrial plant in Ohio that used to be the sole producer of uranium and plutonium-based metal extrusions in America. That part has been decommissioned, but the other half is partly working, and all she did was put on a hard hat and walk right in and started like looking at all the scrap around there, and she was like, I'm not gonna take anything because that'd be illegal, but I am looking at things to talk about later. Because there's some really cool gizmos they got in there. Probably irradiated and probably horribly contaminated.
Neat.
Well, she had a hard hat on, so she was safe.
I want to say one of the other things that I think was the funniest that I saw her post about was she, I think it was on her property, it may not have been, there was this little tree, like not quite a sapling, but like a little tree, barely a tree. And it like the trunk snapped, you know, and it sort of like fell over halfway up. And like, that's sad. And she was like, oh, I'm going to save this tree. And she like glued it back together inside the crack, the living part of the tree. She took like super glue and was just like, ah,
wood glue exists and it's good for wood.
No, that's not how you keep it. That's not good either.
Okay. Water table's fine. Wood glue.
In case it's not apparent, that kills the tree also, because that middle part is where all the water and stuff goes. But anyway,
we assume that she is an adult engineer. As an engineer, she probably knows.
Well, that's true. You know what? I'm not giving her enough engineer credit. You're saying that she checked all the, like a lot of the boxes. I do feel like a lot of her interaction is she would post a thing where she's like, I made progress. Look, I built this new, and it'd be like a cutout, you know, like a mineshaft thing with no supports or anything. And people would be like, but build some stuff in there, Jesus Christ. But in the next video, she's like, look, I built some support. So it's all good, guys. Don't worry about it. And there, I think there was one where she was down sort of deep in the shaft after it had been going. And she had a Geiger counter. And it was just like, and people were like, radon. Radon. Right. And then at some point, like someone in the next video, she was like, it was full of radon. Don't worry, I got some fans.
Yeah, you know about that, Wade, right? You're swimming in radon.
Yeah, did you know whenever the fan of your radon mitigation system goes out, it goes every 6 minutes, nonstop for a week and a half? It was like every 3 to 8 minutes. It was an average, probably a six. It started off, it got faster and faster as the week went on. But I will say this, it sounds like she's listening to feedback. She's an engineer. She's an adult with a degree. We normally trust this kind of stuff to minors. So why couldn't we trust an adult?
He's got a point. I'm going to give you one pun point for that.
Thank you.
You got a lot of pee points here. Many, many pee points.
Wait, that's just swimming in pee-pees.
Jealous, Bob?
A little.
Man, this freaking thing. Hey, hi, everybody.
If only you owned other lenses, huh?
Well, I like the look of this one, and it's one of the few, like, cinema lenses that has autofocus, but being one of such as that, but literally, I think it's just, this particular one is faulty. The rest don't do that. I think this one just is a bug.
Did you wash it in the sink with soap and water, Mark?
Yeah, I did as the guide instructed. Goodbye, I'm hello. And then I did as the guide instructed on Reddit from the reputable people, and they might have led me astray. My camera's never been cleaner, though, so that's very nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So this was described as a turning point. Is she still doing it right now, or did like the...
No, she's not allowed. Mark painted, I think, a rosier picture than I got of... They basically were like, you can keep doing this. We'll give you the permits. Mm-hmm. If you can find, like, an engineer firm to look at what you've done, write up some official plan type things, which then we can approve retroactively. And my understanding is that there's a 0% chance that any engineer that knows anything is going to put their stamp on that shit and be like, yeah, 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 let her keep going. Like, so my understanding is it's done unless she wants to go about it covertly and starts doing it against the rules of her city or whatever. It's done. She's done.
What happens with the hole?
Just a big hole.
Just a big hole. It's a tunnel.
I mean, she could build stuff in it. Her plan was to make it like a livable part of her house, right? So now she could build it out as her survival shelter / fun bunker.
Well, I hope she gets lots of extra fans for radon and has a nice big pipe to blow it all out.
Plus, she's in the water table, so free water, you know, so that's something.
Speaking of free water, it's finally stopped raining in L.A., which has been nice.
Wow, I can see the sunshine on your face.
Thank you. Well, I can't. It's an artificial light.
Okay.
Is the L.A. River clean yet? Is all that stuff in there washed away forever now that it's been an absolute tirade?
Let me look at like the L.A. River webcam. This was streamed 1 year ago. No. All right. I don't know where it is.
I don't know if that's the information we're looking for.
The webcam got washed away.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, no, it's been pretty rainy and that's all nice. And finally some sun is out there. So it's like, man, I sometimes forget when you live in like Los Angeles, people are always like, yeah, it's sunny all the time here. And that became my default. It's been cloudy and overcast for like 2 months straight.
It's like a Cincinnati winter out there.
I know. I do miss it. But also, I never realized how much I took it for granted, just how much sunshine we got here and how nice that was all the time to have sun just constantly flooding in. Because you usually get to the point where like, that glare on my computer screen. That glare on my TV. Get that sun out of here.
Stupid sun, go away.
But yeah, no, I miss it a lot. Anyway, I have a very limited amount of time for this episode today.
Oh, who won?
Hmm? What?
Who won?
No, we're not done.
Oh,
Mark, I know that you're saying you have not very much time, but I have an important announcement for you.
Oh, all right, I'm ready.
The release date has been revealed for the crossover between Power Wash Simulator and Warhammer 40K.
I saw!
It's like a match made in Mark's brain.
And they're calling it Power Washer.
Power Warhammer 40K.
Ah, man, that's another pun point for Wade.
I'm only taking pee-pee today.
But, you know, a lot of people have been, like, you know, looking at me and, you know, the soy jack, like, pointing, like, you know, as if I'm just gonna just cry tears of joy looking at it. See, the thing is, like, this kind of falls in the same zone. Goodbye. This falls in the same zone as another facet of Warhammer that I have no interest in whatsoever, which is miniatures. And I know that's like the bread and butter of what Warhammer 40K and Warhammer in general is all about. It's a toy company, right? They sell miniatures that you're supposed to paint. These washing a model of like a 40K thing gives me no greater joy because there's no lore in it.
What if they did hide lore in it? You wash it and there's hidden lore revealed.
Oh, that is something that 40K would do. If any franchise would do that, that would be a thing.
But here's the problem. I know almost all of it. And the lore that they would put into a power washing game would probably just be reiterations of things that I already know. Baltimore is in the same boat as this, as he is one of the lore masters of Warhammer 40K, in that he's told so many stories and written stories himself. If people didn't know, the narrator at the beginning of this podcast, his name is Baltimore, and he does Warhammer videos as well as other videos that we have shouted out on his other channel about history. And if you want more of his voice, you can go to his YouTube channel, Baltimore, and then through his associated channels there, you can find his more content if you want more of that.
And he talks in his videos, so you do get the voice. That's they're not just silent movies.
It'd be really weird to have a silent lore video.
Just him, no, him sitting there holding books like...
We are lucky to have him as part of this.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Are we in 40K? Can we be put in 40K?
I don't have that. What do you mean? Were you asking me?
You said you guys have stories.
Can you talk to Mr. 40K for us, Mark?
Right after Mr. Hell.
Yeah, I'll get right on that, guys.
Actually, get your mom to do it. She'll get it done.
Oh, okay, cool. Right. Yeah, she would, actually. No, that makes a lot of sense. What was I talking about before this?
I interrupted you. You said you were saying you don't have a lot of time. Something.
Right, okay. I think I'm going to shift gears because what I have is a bit more discussion than, well, it's more of like a structure than what we have time for. Sorry, everybody. This episode is going to be just a little bit shorter, but we're going to jam pack it with entertainment, the likes of which you've never seen. It's going to, from here on out, pull over to the side of the road. It's about to get wild.
It's like a quickie. That means really fast sex.
Yeah. Best sex. Go.
I think we're married. We have to say our spouse, man. Like, very boring question.
What are we just, the type, the person, the location? What are we?
Me! I'm the best sex!
Best location. This is theoretical. It doesn't have to be experience. What is the best place to have sex?
A boat.
No, you know what? A boat seems right. If you're having sex on a boat, that's a pretty good experience, probably.
You want sex to make waves, and what better way to make waves than on a boat?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I don't know who said it first. Was it you, Wade?
Me. I said it first.
All right, Bob, you get that point. You get the boat point.
Yeah, boat point. That feels fair.
Can I get the power wash point then, since it still says, has PP as an acronym?
No, because I disputed that one. Look, are you saying that Bob did not say boat first?
No one's saying that.
Well, it's not disputing. All right, okay, all right. We go with that point.
I can't because it's not a PP.
What if it was a pontoon boat, Wade?
Oh, I'll take the pontoon point.
Ah, but no one said pontoon.
I did say that. Pontoon point. Pontoon boat.
Well, Bob actually just said pontoon, so.
No, I said it first.
Yeah, I said it first, so.
I'm disputing that Bob said it first.
No, I was here when it occurred, so I know when
Well, you were also here when I said boat, but like you somehow forgot that.
But I asked for a clarifying question. Because I didn't remember who said it first.
He said boat, I said pontoon.
And then he said, and then you didn't dispute it.
He said boat, I said pontoon.
I feel like Wade's just trying to change the facts here.
All right, I don't know how to score this. I might have to scrub all boat-related points because I can't keep track of them.
That's fair.
We're going to power wash boat points?
Yeah, I'm removing all boat points.
Imagine being power washed while on a boat during sex. Someone just like spraying you down.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, that sounds relatively unpleasant.
I don't know. I've never tried it. I'll knock it till you try it.
You want to try it, Wade? I will be your power washer.
I feel like I can't just ask on my own. I might need to talk to my...
No. Let's commit to this right here, right now.
Like, sweetheart, I rented this boat. Let's fuck. By the way, Bob's here.
No, you know, that's the thing. That has to be a surprise to get the full effect. I'm in the back, in the pontoon boat, I'm in the back by the gas cans with the power washer. And as soon as there's a code word, you shout the code word and I spring out and just like... Kush!
I have to look up what a pontoon looks like because I just didn't think there were many places to hide in a pontoon.
No, a lot of pontoon boats have things you can absolutely hide a human in. Some of them have changing rooms where it like pops up so you can change into your bathing suit.
The seats themselves, even the older ones, you can like the seats lift up. That's where you store your life jackets and stuff.
For some reason, I was thinking like a Navy SEALs, like all black, like jet boat, like a thing, but made of rubber. I thought that was a pontoon. I thought, Bob, you were just like in like a full black wetsuit, you know, with a baklava on top with a power washer that's also just like pure black and you're just laying in the corner.
I would be up for that. Dude, that's funny that came up. I saw a video online last night of a woman who did that to her husband. His gaming room is all blue. She painted herself blue and hid against the wall. And then he was like gaming and she was just like chucking stuff at him and then being like, he couldn't see her. It was really funny.
Oh, man. I have a weird boat-related story to a pontoon because I looked up pontoons and some of them have a slide on them, right? And so when I was up filming in Canada for Edge of Sleep, the director was like, I'm going to rent a boat and we're all going to go out on a boat. And I'm like, okay, cool. This guy has driven boats before. He must have.
That's not a requirement to rent a boat.
Yeah, I know. But in my ignorance, I would assume like, he has experience in this. We're going to be fine. It didn't even cross my mind of like there's going to be no problems. Didn't even think about it. We get in the boat and he's looking around the control panel like turning the wheel.
Where's the gas pedal? I thought there'd be some kind of gas pedal.
Yeah, and he's looking around for a little bit. You know, I don't think anything of it. You know, some of the cast and crew are there. And where the boat is in the middle of the marina that they're in, like the middle, the center closest to the shore. And if you ever know like a boat dock, there's a lot of little alcoves and narrow channels for this thing. And a pontoon, I'm looking at it, it's about the size of the pictures I see. It's quite long, quite wide. It's basically a rectangle that is a boat. He gets it going with the help of the dock workers. And there, I look at the dock workers and they're like, like they're worried and they get off the boat. They start talking to people because I believe they've encountered situations like this before. I didn't know what was going on. The director hits the throttle, which is on the side, goes, and it just starts going forward right towards another boat. And you just see the teenage dock workers going, and sprinting along the wooden docks, jumping on this other boat and just like physically going like this to prevent it from hitting. You know, the director starts turning and then this just means he's going to hit it broadside. It's because of momentum.
They're they're the boat secret service. They have to take a boat to save the other boats.
Yeah, exactly. you gotta have the submarine come up and just the buoy submarine. And then he eventually works it out. But through the sheer power of these like dock workers sprinting from one side, pushing it the other way, he drifts towards the other boats on the other side. And eventually we make it out. So that's my...
I was like, I don't know what a modern pontoon is. My grandparents had one, but they got the boat in like the 80s or 90s or something. There was a key. Then you just have the little speed geary. That's pretty much it. That and a steering wheel. Like, there wasn't that much to work with.
There's a lot of other buttons on a boat. Well, excuse me.
Not that one.
I hope the engine had trim on it at least, where you angled the engine up and down. Nothing?
This is why I wouldn't be driving the boat.
Well, okay, well, their engine you could lift up, and but I'm saying, like, if you're just driving the boat and the engine's already in the water.
That's a very simple cockpit setup for a boat, but.
Well, this was an old one, too, but literally there's the horn, there's the steering wheel. The horn, I think, was a separate button.
There were no lights on this boat?
No, my grandparents' boat? No. Well, there might have been, but we didn't go out at night very often.
I'm pretty sure it has to have lights to be registered, is the thing.
I think there was a light switch, but we never really had to use it because we never went out at night. I'm also trying to remember 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, being out on a boat sounds terrifying. At nighttime. Like, I've never been on anything that wasn't like a rental, but I can't imagine wanting to go out in the middle of the night and be like, we'll find that one dark spot on the shoreline back. Don't worry, guys.
When I was very young, we slept out on the boat one time, and it wasn't terrifying. It was just really cold. Like, really cold.
Like, anchored the boat on the water and slept on it?
Well, so we went into, like, an alcove. We dropped anchor, but we also, like, roped. Because the pontoon had, like... I don't know if they all have this, but it had, like, little hook spots on all four corners. So we actually, like, roped it to trees and rocks on the shore. And then we just slept on the boat. And we woke up, and, like, the water was, like, glass. It was so still. Yeah. It was really cool.
That does sound kind of cool.
Damn.
I don't remember using... Like, it had lights, it had a horn, but, like, it was steering wheel. Then it was just key... throttle and whatever the fuck the other thing was called. But that was it.
The thing that you're thinking of is the throttle, the big lever that makes it go forward and backwards.
But there was another thing where you could like give it more gas without having, because like sometimes it would have trouble starting up, so he would like lift some little lever.
That's probably a choke.
The choke, that sounds right. But I mean, yeah, sure, there was like two gas tanks on the back that you'd hook up to, and then there was the engine. And the engine, sure, you could like lift up and then prop up. But it was like you manually lifted it, put down the metal thing to hold it in place, and then like there was another lock on it.
Yeah, so it didn't even have hydraulic trim.
But that was pretty much it. There were no other buttons. My grandpa eventually put a fish finder on there or something, but like...
Oh, those are fun.
That was its whole separate contraption, and we're talking like an ancient fish finder that would show like little like 5-pixel fish, or if it was a big one, it would be a 7-pixel fish.
And then sometimes it was this 300-pixel take up the full screen, and you see this giant fin go across. It was very strange. Shit's broken.
That would have been awesome, but terrifying, but no, I didn't see that one.
Okay, worst place to have sex.
Oh, on your parents.
On your parents?
Can you think of much worse?
That might have mine beat.
That was quick, man. That just came to me.
It shouldn't have.
Time travel back to when you were in sixth grade on your childhood school bus while you're on it with your classmates.
That would be a terrible crime.
There are some moral and ethical questions about, yeah, that might be a criminal act, actually, probably. But also, that would be a terrible place to have sex.
Do you have to time travel?
Well, you're doing it to yourself at that point. I feel like that makes it worse.
That's fair. There's a lot of interesting, not interesting.
I guess you wouldn't know that it was you. So maybe, you know, while you're doing it, you have to lock eyes with your past self and be like, I'm you. That's an important part of it, I guess.
That's right. You're going to tap this one day.
All right. My might be a little convoluted and or concerningly criminal and horrifying, but it's not good.
At a funeral home during a wake.
That has definitely happened. That probably happens more regularly than you might think.
So on your dead parents is what you're saying.
During their wake.
At the funeral. During the wake.
You asked worst, man. You made our brains go here.
Did you mean most uncomfortable?
I just said worst, and you both said the worst. There's no need to go deeper. You went worst.
Although sometimes there's a need to go deeper, man.
I'm deducting myself three more points for being responsible for this.
That's fair.
Man, the next question that I actually wanted to ask was, if you could time travel, what would you change? And I don't think I want to ask that.
I wish I didn't see my future self having sex.
there's another question below it that says, if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? And I'm like, they would never guess that. Wade wins a point for that one. I lose the most points across the board for...
Well, they said beating Mark.
Yeah, you both are beating me handily, like extremely handily. Oh, man, time. Sometimes you look at it and it's marched forward so quickly that you never had time to sit back and appreciate it for what it was.
What's the weirdest body part to be attracted to, you think?
No, I like that question. That's a good question.
Like a tooth, a fingernail?
The weird, absolute weirdest body part?
To be like, oh God, show me that. Like a cheekbone?
No, that's probably pretty common. I would imagine cheekbone is probably pretty common.
Show me an x-ray of your kidneys.
Yeah, I guess if you're counting internal, that like opens up a whole bunch of...
Yeah, let's leave it external then. Let's leave it external.
How external does it have to be? I was thinking like the inside of the nose. Like your...
I feel like holes are pretty well enjoyed.
The part you pick. The part you pick.
The part you pick.
Somebody wants to be nose fucked.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. That's probably true.
Oh, God. Am I responsible for this as host of this episode? I don't know.
Somehow you are, Mark.
I read a Nuzlocke comment where someone got eye socket fucked.
I don't. Shut up. Mute him. Mute him.
I don't know. I'm not going to do that.
I'll give you a point if you mute him.
Oh, okay. You're not even going to put up a... I was giving you a chance to fight, Wade. That's,
Oh, God.
If you're not watching the video, Wade just made a gesture, which I'm pretty sure is not the American Sign Language sign for eye fucking.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'm ending it. I'm ending all of this. We're short on time today, but boy howdy did we waste it. I've never felt more irresponsible for moments of life that have seeped away from our existence.
If you little shits could hear me, you'd answer my question.
Oh, we can hear you. I turned you back on. You're fine.
Oh, hey, guys. I didn't get to answer my question. What's the weirdest body part?
I don't know if there's a really a super weird part.
Okay, you know how some people in the back of their head, they have like back neck rolls sometimes? Probably that.
I don't know, I feel like rolls could be fun, but all right, that's fair. I was thinking like a toe, like, oh man, show me your third toe.
Yeah, no, I guarantee you.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I was going to say something about feet earlier, but people are definitely into feet.
I doubt there's a part of the human body that people aren't willing.
I keep thinking of things, like I just thought of like, oh, third nipple, but like, I bet there are some people out there who would be like, oh, you have a third nipple, huh? Fascinating. You know how rare that is. Fascinating. Love to see that someday.
Let me lick your lifeline.
I don't know if people are as into hands as they are into feet, but I guarantee you it exists. So
no, I can't really think of a part that I think I would say is weird.
Here's the thing. The human body is a beautiful thing, and no part of it is ugly, and everyone should be happy.
Put your nose in my belly button, baby.
Everyone should be happy except for Wade.
Molly lives a wonderful life.
I tell her that.
Before or after she puts her nose in your belly button?
You live a wonderful life. You live a wonderful life. You live a wonderful life.
Put your nose in so I can tell you.
Remember boat. Remember boat. Remember boat.
Okay, so tabulating the points, Bob led off strong with, what the fuck was that first point? I wrote descriptions for every other point except the first point that I gave to Bob. I think it was small talk.
What did I talk about? Oh, I'm famous. D-Brad emailed
famous.
Me.
Oh, yeah, famous. That's right. So that was the famous point. Okay, all right. Wade kicked it off with 2 pity points, and then Bob earned multiple points for the tunnelated discussion, 3 points there. You had 2 tax points for both of your tax plans, Wade. Wade, you got a pun point. You both got various boat-related points that had to be scrubbed, and then you both got horrible sex crime related points that I felt bad to give.
Not a crime to fuck on your parents.
Well, you know what? That might not be a crime, I guess.
I lost 3 points in the beginning for some horrible thing that I did, and then I lost 3 more points for bringing up this topic of discussion that led to the train wreck of this episode and wreaked devastation and havoc across the countryside. So the big loser today is me, and the big winner today is Wade with 1 point!
What?
Wait, hold on.
By 1 point or with 1
point? By 1 point. Surplus 1 point.
Oh, okay. It's like, you gave us a lot of points for me to only have a 1. Like a jigsaw puzzle where there's 1 point, but we had to build to it.
No, that's how it goes. You get the 1 famous point, the 3.
Wait, does that mean that you have to give the loser speech, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. I'm the omega loser. You give winner speech.
Well, thank you for hosting this short episode. I think it was a good quickie. It was just long enough to get everything in I wanted to get in and get out everything I wanted to get out. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for so much for participating. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching at home. Be sure to follow the podcast and share it with all your friends and family. That means you, because you are the future of this podcast. And without you, we are nothing. We are dust in the wind. We are sand between your toes.
Lick it.
Sad. Ew.
Or don't. Okay, whatever.
Anyway, follow Bob and Wade at their respective channels, MyScript and LordMinion777. I've been Markiplier. But more importantly, this has been Distractable. And Podcast out.